This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gives a mea culpa Thursday in his first press conference since he disappeared without warning for cancer surgery treatment and related health complications. Speaking at the Pentagon, the Defense Secretary says he's apologized to the President.
I never directed anyone to keep my January hospitalization from the White House.
The Inspector General of the Defense Department is looking into the communication failure. Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached.
Well, he should have never been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job. And the reality is he's been a traitor. He's not followed the laws of the land. He's allowed people to come in here. He's put this country in jeopardy.
The push to impeach Mayorkas is for failing to stop the record number of illegal immigrants coming into the U.S. The House is expected to vote on the possible impeachment soon, and if that vote goes through, it then heads to the Senate for a trial. The U.S. has reportedly shot down another 10 attack drones that were being prepared for launch by Houthi militants in Yemen. According to Newsmax, U.S. officials confirmed the downed enemy drones Wednesday. U.S. and British forces have been retaliating against Iran-aligned militants in Yemen for weeks now that they launched a campaign attacking global cargo shipping through the Red Sea. A federal judge in California has rejected a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If robocalls annoy the heck out of you, the FCC is looking to make them illegal. Well, some of them. The agency made an announcement on Wednesday saying they are working on banning AI-generated robocalls. This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If your kid is arguing with you about having energy drinks, Corey Myers has something for you to tell them.
If your child consumes energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. That study, a collaboration by Fuse, the Center for Translational Research in Public Health at Tessa University and Newcastle University in the UK. Each drink has different amounts of caffeine, ranging from 50 milligrams to 505. That's compared to 90 in an 8-ounce cup of coffee.
Three people were killed and nine others injured when a privately owned hangar that was under construction collapsed on airport property in Boise, Idaho, Wednesday night. The collapse of the metal structure happened on the edge of Boise Airport's airfield around 5 p.m. Of the nine injured survivors, five are in critical condition. The names of those killed and injured has not immediately been released. The new free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education says students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. FAFSA helps millions of students receive higher education by providing them with government funding. The new delay means colleges can't determine what kind of aid it will give to students. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got John Fleetwood joining us, the political commentator. I wonder if Neuralink, you know, if he offered to use Joe Biden as a guinea pig to begin with, huh? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud, maybe incorrectly, but, you know, it's just an offer. Maybe it might help Joe Biden complete a sentence along with, Kamala Harris and certainly Karine Jean-Pierre. You know, John, it's like there is a disease that has gone through, through his administration, where whenever you hear any one of the three of them speaking, it's like they don't make sense. And then John Kirby will come in and talk about, the Middle East and, oh, my gosh, and Blinken. Lord have mercy. I mean, it's like word salad abounding here.
Yeah, and there was that... Speaking of Biden, I think we might be in trouble here because I think they're gonna keep pushing him. The media is saying Biden's he's like the front runner for the Democrats, but some people speculate maybe they're gonna push in Newsom. I heard Manchin say he might even throw his hat in. People are speculating that Michelle Obama might be going in, but apparently, according to this undercover report from O'Keefe Media Group, James O'Keefe's new undercover investigative endeavor. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Biden is going to be the nominee. They're gonna keep him. The Democrat Party's not, and the mainstream, they're not planning on changing anything. So unfortunately, I think he is he'll be the guy they choose. You know, barring any kind of accident or something health wise that might happen. The only
John,
official thing
John,
that I
hang on just a second, John. Let me ask you this. What is wrong? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think something's wrong with me, that so much of our country would support somebody like Joe Biden, who, you know, we've gone through 3 years. It's an extension of Barack Obama's policies, you know, and people were charmed by Barack Obama, first black president, all that stuff, and, you know, all honor and glory. But at the end of the day, were you better off after 8 years of Barack Obama? I mean, you know, the fact that he even got reelected was a shock. And now you got Joe Biden, this manufactured, political operative. And I don't get it. I mean, has all the migration over, the recent decades, the illegal migration, has it tilted the scale in such a way? That we've lost our mind that, and I say this and with all sincerity, I don't know what happened to common sense. And I just don't know what's happening to America, that so many people.
Well,
you know, would support Joe Biden. What am I missing?
Yeah, I don't think they do support him. I think the mainstream media is trying to make it look like the country supports Biden, but they don't. I mean, look at polls. You've got these recent polls showing that Trump leads Biden in a lot of polls.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump's not just beating all of the GOP contenders, Nikki Haley, DeSantis, who dropped out recently, Ramaswamy, who dropped out. He's not just beating his own. He's beating Biden, too. So the country does not support Joe Biden. What this is the cabal, the people behind Biden. I mean, when you listen to Biden, he says, oh, they're, you know, whenever he walks off stage, oh, they, you know, they don't want me up here right now, or they told me I can't say that, or they're telling me I have to. He's a puppet, just like Obama was and everybody before Obama. They're all puppets. His build back, like, here's what explains it. His build back better, right, comes directly from documents from the World Economic Forum, pushing their Great Reset, saying you will own nothing and be happy, saying you can't eat meat anymore, saying you are not allowed to drink coffee anymore. They're taking away our coffee and our meat. It's like two of my favorite things in the world.
Yeah.
And they're trying to take it away. But this is what the WEF wants. It's part of their Great Reset. You can go on their website, weforum.org, and you can read all the documents. Biden's Build Back Better comes from the World Economic Forum.
Exactly.
So the World Economic Forum is what's behind all of this. It's not that the country loves Biden. It's that this cabal is trying to force Biden on us. The only question is, are they going to try to steal the election? Because obviously Trump has the most support. Look at his rally.
Right. Well, and we saw that in 2020, but, and now here it is. Of course, you read this this report that finally came out that Raffensperger out of Georgia had kept under, under seal. And this is this professor and election expert, Jay Halderman. He demonstrates in to the judge in court how the Dominion voting machine can be hacked with a pen. With a pen.
Right.
Right. I mean,
yeah, it's easy. It's not that hard, especially when these people are in control. And then you just look at who owns these companies, who owns Dominion and these other types of companies. And it all goes to the same place. They're all partnered with the WEF, or they are owned by asset managers who are partnered with the WEF. So, you know, that's what I'm thinking, Bill, is I think the one hope we have. Because people are always asking me, do you think Trump will get in? Do you think they'll cheat? But I think you've got so many eyes now on the Dominion software people. You got so many eyes on these polling places and elections because of, all the hoopla that happened with the last election.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off in the same way. So I have hope.
Well, maybe not the same way, but cheaters cheat. They'll find a way to do it.
Right.
That's guaranteed.
They're pushing the cyber attacks. You know, if you just type in cyber attack in Google, you get a bajillion Google hits and news sources. They're trying to push out this messaging to the people that, cyber attacks are going to happen. Cyber attacks are going to happen. So to your point, maybe they won't cheat the way they did last time. If they did cheat, maybe they'll do it a different way this time.
That's what cheaters do. I mean, cheaters cheat. And so there's not going to be any change in there. That's why I've said, time and again, I'd be having my eyes on Mark Elias. Whatever Mark Elias is doing, I'd have a band of attorneys just, following and shadowing him, like Punxsutawney Phil. And just to, whatever he's doing to be able to counterman. And, some of this strategy that's, coming out with what, the Democrats are doing in terms of, getting out the vote and, legal, illegal, harvesting, whatever it is. I mean, the strategy that they've used. The Republicans have got to wise up. They've got to, they can't give up any ground here. And, that's what I'm concerned with, is that the Democrats have been doing this for a long time. And I'm not saying everything is illegal. I think some of their strategies are they're well founded. And, and you go, okay, what's going on with the Republicans? I mean, this is why Charlie Kirk, congratulations to him. In doing an analysis and finding out all these millions of Republican voters in these key swing districts, they sat at home. And it's like, wait a minute. You know, if you're a conservative, you care anything about this country, get your butt off the chair, get out there and vote, you know, and because your non-participation is threatening. I mean, it truly is threatening this Democratic Republic. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He's John Fleetwood, the political commentator. John, I wanted to talk to you about, this brain chip. The first one, you know, we made reference in the first segment, but I really want to be serious about it. The first brain chip that's been implanted in humans, I mean, right on the heels of
all the AI controversy, leave it to Elon Musk. Let's just take over somebody's head, right?
Well, I want to take this two interesting directions that obviously the media is not going to be talking about. So this was on Sunday, this brain chip startup Neuralink, they did this, you know, milestone. It successfully implanted this radical new device that connects it connects human thoughts to external devices. And they put this device into the first patient. Apparently uses like connects to neurons, and which are cells in the brain that use electrical and chemical signals to transmit information throughout the brain and the body. And the detection of these neuron spikes, this is what Musk was tweeting about the other day, the detection of these neuron spikes of Neuralink's technology signals that the device has an ability to interact with the patient's brain activity. Now, the media won't focus on the fact that there have been all these safety concerns that the FDA has brought up about Neuralink in the past, that it has this lithium battery, it has problems associated with it. You're putting a battery in your brain.
Yeah.
There's a potential for the implant's tiny wires to migrate to other areas of the brain, and there are questions about it damaging brain tissue. There were even these U.S. representatives who signed a letter to the Department of Agriculture that were complaining about or talking about these complaints and really graphic description of botched experiments that Neuralink had performed on these monkeys. Now, let's put that aside for a second. Here's the interesting thing. Here are the dots that people aren't connecting. So during the 1950s and 60s, the CIA conducted this experiment called Project MK Ultra, and it was a covert operation run by the Office of Scientific Intelligence that aimed at developing mind control and interrogation techniques. So this has been going on since the 50s. They used LSD. They had numerous sub-projects that took place in prisons, hospitals, academic institutions all across the U.S. And its methods were super controversial, involving what have been called disturbing and ethically indefensible experimentation on human subjects. Well, get this. So Neuralink's start, it's when it started up, relied on it was $250 million in this Series D funding that was offered by a tech investor and PayPal co-founder named Peter Thiel, his venture capital firm called the Founders Fund. Now, Musk's brain chip company, it later raised an additional $43 million from Thiel. So it got tons of money from this guy, Thiel. So Thiel's Founders Fund contributed to all kinds of Musk's projects, not just Neuralink, but, you know, SpaceX and his Boring company. Well, Thiel's company, Palantir, a software company that provides, you know, data analysis and interrogation solutions for the CIA and the U.S. Army, received startup funding from this company called InQtel, I-N-Q-T-E-L, InQtel. Well, what is InQtel? It's a CIA-funded venture capital firm. So, you know, like a capital firm, they just raise a lot of money and they go dump it into projects and they try to get ROI, return on interest. They try to make money from lots of money that they've already pulled together. Well, a lot of people don't know this, but the CIA has their own venture capital firm called InQtel, which relies on U.S. taxpayer money, your money, to fund its projects. So Musk has these connections to this CIA company, InQtel, and meanwhile, the CIA is doing all these mind control experiments with Neuralink. So is there a connection there? Well, Musk himself has more ties to InQtel. It's not just through Peter Thiel, who has connections to InQtel, who's been funding Musk and Neuralink. But Musk, since SpaceX started back in the early 2000s, has close ties with figures like Mike Griffin, who served as president and COO of InQtel. He tried to help Musk get these ballistic missiles, I think, from Russia back in early 2000. Griffin later headed this NASA, and played a pivotal role in securing SpaceX contract in 2006, worth something like $396 million. So Musk has all these ties to the CIA's InQtel, to me, raises questions about who wants access to American thought.
Exactly.
Because Neuralink is supposed to tap into American thought, and Musk is connected to the CIA company who's been doing, you know, mind control experiments on people since the 50s. So it just, you know, and there are even people out there. There was a publication on a site called The Mint, and one of these authors believes that Musk, and he puts a really good case together that Musk is just a massive Pentagon contractor, or what you would call a Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes sense from a kind of conspiratorial, if we just like get conspiratorial here. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what Musk is doing. He stepped in like at the perfect time to save social media. And he's trying to make X this place for all these conservatives. He's kind of trying to sell himself as a conservative. He's got Ben Shapiro fawning all over him. Joe Rogan fawning all over Musk. To me, it just looks like one of these saviors that he's already connected. All of his funding, mm-hmm. Musk's funding, comes from the government. They're all government contracts.
It almost seems, John, that, Musk is raising a potential army of Manchurian candidates here. Right? I mean, if you have a battalion of people that have been Neuralinked and controlled by the CIA, what do you got?
Exactly. I mean, these are the questions that journalists should be asking, but they're not. And I did a whole in-depth piece on johnfleetwood.com, and I have it on the very top of my website if anybody wants to check it out, because I got all the links there. If you don't believe MKUltra is a real thing, I mean, I've got the document there that you can download that comes straight from the government's own website. They didn't release MKUltra information just because, you know, they're so gracious and philanthropic. Mm-hmm. It took a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, to release the information from the CIA that, yes, they did perform these heinous experiments, mind control experiments, on Americans. And the connections Musk are just, they raise questions.
Yeah. Well, it's like all this stuff, whether Neuralink or artificial intelligence. As you say, these people do not invest. They say these people, you know, these people are putting, you know, big money in without an expectation of return on investment. So, you know, and there's different ways to measure that that ROI that you talked about, and ways that, you know, everyday people. I mean, here most people are just trying to pay the bills, you know, much less be involved, you know, at this level.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it's fascinating, but then hope upon hope, you're going, is this going to be for good? Or, you know, but you could actually see the potential evil of something like this, right?
Yeah. And I just don't trust the guy. He's getting all of his money from the government, all of his companies. You know, they try to paint him like he's this like super genius, and maybe the guy is smart, but you know, his companies have all been things that he's purchased or got money from the government to purchase, and then they turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
So there are questions there for me, and the conservatives are fawning over this guy like he's a messiah, and I just think we need to be a little more
discerning
and a little more skeptical. Yeah, discerning. Whenever these so-called conservative messiahs pop up.
Well, and you know, especially if it's tied to our government has been so captured these days that, you know, there's not much left of the government that we can trust, is there, John?
I agree.
I mean, that seems to be the case.
Except for the Constitution itself.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we have to get back to, those first principles, and anchor our commitments, anchor our worldview, you know, based on the Constitution. Of course, you know, for those of us who are believers of Christ, our worldview is based on God's Word. John, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hanya Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We're going to be talking with Namrata Singh Ujral in just a moment, the award-winning filmmaker's latest documentary, which we're going to talk about, America Invaded, examines the loss of veterans and Gold Star families during the global war on terror, and asks a question every American wants answered. Is our country safer today, given that thousands of Americans have given the ultimate sacrifice in Iraq and Afghanistan? Namrata, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you took on this topic. I mean, this is huge, what you've done and what you're presenting, you know, with this latest documentary. Explain to the audience, you know, your objective in this.
Well, my objective in that is very simple. My objective, because I started making the picture 2 years ago, my objective was to answer the question that a Gold Star mother posed to me at a screening of my previous film, America's Forgotten. Mm. And she said, hey, you mentioned all of the stuff with the border and jobs and economy and the humanitarian crisis. And I think you made a great film, but I don't think you gave enough importance to the national security part, which I, at the time, to be honest, wasn't that aware of. Mm-hmm. I was sort of looking more at the humanitarian angle at the time,
right,
which was the previous film. So I just started sort of looking into it with the company. We reached out to some folks, senior folks that have worked for the FBI and some international security analysts, et cetera, and started to discover this whole other buried story that no one was talking about. And then the picture, as you know, films take a couple years to get made, and we made it, and now exactly what the Gold Star mother forecasted is happening in real time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in my humble opinion, Namrata, you know, one of the most underreported aspects of the open border that we're experiencing and the threat to our national security is the cartel connection. I mean, last year, just in human trafficking alone, cartels generated over $13 billion in a windfall profit. So, you know, they like this administration. This has served them well. And meanwhile, it has put people into the country that are not beholden, they're not loyal to America or Americans. Their solidarity belongs to the cartels.
Absolutely. I mean, the cartels are definitely right on top of the national security threat that we have from the open border. I am, by the way, a registered Democrat, just so you know, and I'm so angry with Biden right now and what's happening at the border. I can't even, that's a whole other movie, I think.
Right. Well, now Marada, let me just say this, just, you know, because you interjected that, you see, I think the problem we get is party politics, and this is why there's such a rise of independents, is they've had it with party politics.
Sure.
Party politics isn't working. It's like, what is good for America? Okay? You know, that is the rallying flag that we can all agree on. All this other stuff, the way it's gotten so manipulative, I think it confuses us and knocks us off point to where something, 100%. You know, that your documentary clearly points out, you know, so much of it is common sense. And common sense is thrown out because we get caught up in ideology, right? Okay, so anyway, I'll let you go from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, so no, you make a great point. But going back to the cartels, definitely a big national security threat that they present with these open borders. But one of the things that we investigate in the film very finely is the ingress of jihadists into the country from the southern border. And I'm talking people that burn American flags around the world. There's a part in the film that you watch where we see a bunch of folks burning the American flag. And literally that piece comes right after what happened in October 7 in Israel. And, you know, whether you are on Israel's side or not, the fact of it is if somebody is burning an American flag and hates America and says they want to punish America and kill Americans, and literally the gate is open and they're said, come on in, no one's going to check on you. You could.
Right.
That is bizarre, whether it's for Democrats or for Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, you know, the situation is that are you for life or death? Are you for anybody, any nation invading another people and to kill them, you know, en masse? Is that what you're supporting? I mean, forget about Israel, forget about Palestine. Do you believe that it's reasonable, you know, for this kind of thing to occur? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I will say this, no matter which side you're on, Israel is the only real democracy in the Middle East. So,
yes.
I mean, I don't have a dog in that fight. My family's from India, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that the jihadist, Islamic fundamentalist, not to be confused with every Muslim, because not every Muslim is an Islamic fundamentalist. However, Islamic fundamentalists pose a very real-time threat to America because of the southern border. We have them here. If you watch the film, you'll see it. They're already here. We have sleeper cells. Not good.
Well, the FBI's reporting them, Rana. There's something like at least 20 Hamas cells within the United States. And the infrastructure, the supply chain of the cartels goes into every state of the union. So your point is well taken, and the Gold Star mother's point is well taken, especially for what she paid, you know, and her family paid for the loss of a family member. You know, America has got to wake up and realize that, it's not an existential threat anymore. It is a clear and present danger.
100%. I couldn't have said it better myself. And I think that when you send our young men and women to fight battles overseas, and a lot of them, I don't know if you know this, but our enlistment after 9/11 went up dramatically. It was one of the highest. The kids at the time considered it their Pearl Harbor. We've got some of those stories in the film. When you are asking them to go protect our national security and go protect America and give the ultimate sacrifice, you had better be doing the job on the homeland. And if you're not, it's treason.
Yes. Well, you're exactly right, Namrata, that our politicians are ignoring, you know, some of these things, and that is that, especially when it comes to the military, our military is also, you know, captured when it is so interested on anything that doesn't involve the military.
Yep.
You know, we have a military to go and win wars, break stuff up, and to bring peace to the bargaining table. That's why we have the military. All the other stuff is insignificant. All the cultural stuff that's been involved with the military impedes that primary mission of the military and our national security.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting because when we travel the world of picture, and we have some very serious investigative pieces that are based in Afghanistan, and there's some, we talk about the southern border, but then you look at all of the entry protocols into the U.S. and even the legal entry system.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm an immigrant myself, and I say this as a proud immigrant.
Right.
But there are three ways you get into the U.S., right? Visa, mm-hmm. asylum, refuge. Three ways that you can legally get in.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them, watch the stories from the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya. Watch the stories from Afghanistan. Watch these stories, and you'll see just how screwed up it is and mm-hmm. how much worse it has become in the past 3 years. You'll see it.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it's interesting, is that you hear these stories from immigrants like yourself that have experienced, the horror in their own home countries. And it's a heartbreak, you know, to hear these stories. And they come here thinking, okay, I can find sanctuary in a free country like America. And then they see the signals that they just left, you know, the beginning seedlings of danger and, again, the things that they left. And it's shocking. So I understand, and I believe that we need to hear their voices and heed the warning that's coming out. Real quick, how can people see the documentary? 10 seconds.
Absolutely. AmericaInvadedFilm.com. AmericaInvadedFilm.
With more straight talk, let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at StraightTalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Excludes taxes and fees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how we doing?
Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm on the West Coast. We said ole to the Pineapple Express. I think it went through your area. I had to go through Colorado shortly, or, you know, if it hasn't already passed in. And of course, the typical stuff here, you know, California doesn't know how to handle water. They need it. They don't know how to handle it.
Right.
Let it, you know, flood everything. And now we've got another, you know, another experience coming across, you know, that'll be here in a couple of days. And so that'll bring, you know, some, you know, additional flooding. And then, of course, the earth shaking under our feet, you know, the mud will start flowing. So it's just a typical, you know, typical experience here in California. You know, it just goes. But, you know, hey, the good news is gas is not as bad in terms of pricing, better than it was last time. Last time it was, you know, in some cases over $7, and, you know, I'm finding, you know, low $4, you know. So, hey, you know, things may be looking up here, you know. But, of course, it's all an election year, so that's we can be thankful for that, right?
Well, you got to find your blessings where you can take them, I guess.
Exactly. Hey, have you heard about this new movie, The Ark in Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood? It's going to be a Fathom event. It comes out in March. Actually, tickets are going to be they're on sale starting today. You know, for this event, have you heard about this?
I confess that I have only heard the name. I don't really know any more than what the title tells me. So I could try to fake it, but that is all I know about it. So
Well, I bring this, you know, to put on your radar, because this, I'll tell you, you know, this is one of the movies. You know, so many Christian movies that come across, and you say, oh my goodness, the church ought to just rally around. Everybody in the church ought to see this movie, right? This is one of the movies that I would say that. I don't say that for every movie, but this one is so fundamental. And this film unveils not only undeniable evidence of Noah's flood. Now, you know, I'm talking to you. You're a man of faith. You mm-hmm. believe in and hold to the Word of God as I do.
Right.
And so when we hear, you know, the undeniable evidence of Noah's flood, you're thinking, well, that's so academic. You know, why doesn't, you know, people doubt Noah's flood? Well, believe it or not, yes, they do, in growing numbers, because we're so ignorant of the Word of God, and we don't realize the significance of and the important parallels between Noah's flood and the end times and the current times in which we are today.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I think the great thing about documentaries like this is you have people who are digging into what we can know, and again, without knowing anything really in particular other than the topic we're talking about here. I mean, they continue. It's amazing, Bill. Archaeologists continue to find things that validate the Old Testament record. I mean, recently they found this city that was just basically baked to glass, and they think that it was Sodom.
Yeah.
And their scientific hypothesis was that it was destroyed by an asteroid. Now, you can say that, you know, maybe doesn't quite jibe with a biblical record, but certainly it's in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah. And well, I think God could use it, but God could use an asteroid if that's what it is. I mean, what did they know? How could they explain it back in those days?
Exactly.
You know, it's fire and brimstone, whatever, you know, kind of deal. And
an asteroid big enough to do that would certainly look like fire and brimstone.
I would think. But, you know, hey, look at all the geniuses of today. See, you get some of these people, these elites that think they know so much better. And it's such arrogance because they can't, in their elite world, they can't be honest about it and say, hey, this is, you know, this is supernatural. This had to be something from outside of the realms of Earth that, this points to a God, to God Almighty. They can't say that because that's not, that's not kosher in the circles, you know, because you can't hang with the cool kids, right?
Right. Well, yeah, the stakes are too high because it would invalidate their worldview. And,
right.
And that's what it just comes down to is that you often have people on the left who openly mock a Christian worldview as being unscientific or superstitious. And I'm like, okay, time out. Look, can we just have an honest conversation? Is anybody having an honest conversation about the theory of evolution? No, because you have bought into it as an origin story. Never mind that you have never seen one iota of evidence in your entire lived experience that says that things order themselves from chaos to complex order without an outside force.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Anybody who has children ought to know that evolution is not real.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
Right?
See, but that's why our educational institutions, as brilliant as they were, tried to sell us on the Cro-Magnon man, right?
Right.
Because you had to have this intermediary. Like anything
right.
that evolves, right, there's an evolution. Okay, we see apes, and you know, see monkeys, see apes. We don't see anything else in between before we get to man. So they got to make up for this whole in order to discount God. But you know, all that aside, the clear point here is that God was not very happy with his creation, and he judged
right.
it because it was
right.
evil. Everything it thought about was evil. You see,
all the time.
Yeah, evil all the time. So now you think about where this culture is today and, you know, abortion on demand, human sex trafficking.
Yeah.
We saw what happened in Israel, with Hamas, the raping of women, the dragging of naked women down the streets and people on the sidelines. Palestinians just cheering it on.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? I mean, there is so much evil abounding. So if God was, as he said, you know, was disappointed in his creation and regretted creating man, and with all the evil that was on display, you know, during that period of time of Noah, it's like we're starting to get too close to this. So and we know. We know by God's word that there will be a judgment day. God's going to come and judge the living and the dead.
Yeah.
That is going to happen. You can take that to the bank, Jack. And so, go ahead.
I think I've mentioned it to you before, but my mother, who is a very, very wise woman and somebody I quote fairly regularly, once said, you know, I was reading the Old Testament and I had that kind of an idea. And she said, God judges individuals, you know, eternally. We all stand before God, but he can only judge nations temporarily. Mm-hmm. No nation is an eternal thing.
Right.
And I thought that's pretty profound.
That is.
Judgment for nations has to come in the context of history. So, you know, something to keep in mind from my mother.
and that's great. I love that. I'm going to steal that. No, I'll give her credit.
Yeah,
what's mom's name?
Her name is Elaine.
Elaine, you're brilliant. That is so true. The other thing, too, and I'll share this with her. Maybe she can expound on this later on. And that is that the infrastructure that God has established, right, it is established for life, for righteousness, and all those good things. It's like the law of gravity, right? You break the law of gravity, you find that, whoa, man, don't want to do that again. All right. It's the same thing within the infrastructure of God's creation. So when we violate that infrastructure, there's already built-in measures for judgment. They're like mini judgments.
Right.
You know, like the law of gravity, right? And so they are there as a warning signal that, well, hey, hitting the boundary, don't do that. But here it's like we have a growing culture that because they want to resist God, you know, we're told that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Well, you got to remember, you know, the contrast is equally true, is that if you don't fear God, then, you know, to me, that's the beginning of all stupidity.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, Scripture talks about the casting off of restraint. And during the time of the judges, we had people who, you know, every man did what was right in his or her own eyes. And, you know, boy, it sure feels like that today, though, when people talk about, well, my truth this or my truth that. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't get to own truth. Truth is not something that you define, but that's the culture we're living in. We're living in this place where people literally think that their feelings and their experience defines reality. And what a crazy, insane place to be. And if you stop and think about it, if we got 8 billion people defining their own individual truth on this planet, doesn't that sound like a recipe for chaos to you?
Well, and that's what we're living, because look what happened. I mean, at the core of this, as you're saying here, Adam, is pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance is what sent a third of the angels down to earth to be without God.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And here we are, and it's like, really? You want to be like Satan? You want to be like Lucifer? You want to be like the rest of the fallen angels? Especially when you have the option to be on the winning team, why do you want to be with losers?
Right. Exactly.
And to me, that's the ultimate loss. Eternity, losing, always losing, all the time.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know, I'd rather not. And my prayer is that you'd rather not as well. Because God is, in his mercy and grace, he loves all his creation. And he wants us all home with him, Adam. I mean, think about that. Regardless, you know, it just blows me away. It absolutely blows me away. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. You got it. Thank you, sir.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with